Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Now when you download DraftKings Sportsbook, you can use promo code DNVR, make your first deposit, and get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's only with promo code DNVR and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. I am Patrick Lyons.
And I am Susie Hunter. Patrick, are you ready for another fantastic Rockies homestand, which starts today, Tuesday, the day we're recording?
A lot of energy in the building for the next 3 days, obviously, with the Cardinals in town, partially because they're the Cardinals, but mostly because Nolan Arenado will be there, and Corey Dickerson. Let's not forget to show him some love there as a former Rocky. Without him, the Rockies would not have Edman Marquez, so can't forget that. And then, yes, three games against the Arizona Diamondbacks in a battle for the basement of the NL.
That basement's looking real dark and covered in cobwebs.
It's dank down there. It's very
dank.
We got to acknowledge a couple award winners in the past week for the Colorado Rockies, do a little dabbling in the minor leagues, and talk about the upcoming Field of Dreams game that will be debuting for the second year now. So it's not so much a debut, but it is the debut of the Cardinals and Cubs. We'll break that down, as well as maybe what the future of these special events could be. And of course, we're going to have a little bit of fun in our final segment. But Bud Black on Tuesday, before we got a chance to talk with him at the stadium, was on SiriusXM Network Radio, just had some general updates on Chris Bryant. You know, he's in a walking boot at the moment, we know, with his plantar fasciitis. Not sure if it's something he'll return back at some point this season. The fact that Harrison Bader was acquired by the Yankees with plantar fasciitis and they gave up one of their top starting pitchers in Jordan Montgomery makes you think, okay, well, the Yankees have hope that in Bader's case, his plantar fasciitis, he'll be able to play through it, be productive. Maybe that'll be the case for the Rockies and Chris Bryant. We'll kind of wait and see what happens.
Yeah, for sure. Although I feel like the Yankees have a little bit of wiggle room in terms of their stars. Meanwhile, Chris Bryant is the Rockies' big expensive star. So, you know, I get the panic. I get the panic, but it's promising.
It is.
What's
also promising, of course, we know is Elhiris Montero. It's kind of his time to shine right now. It was pointed out that right now his exit velocity is comparable to two other all-star third basemen, Rafael Devers, Austin Riley, which it's been fantastic to see. I mean, there's very rarely the fans get what they want necessarily want from the team. You might not know this about pro wrestling, but pro wrestling fans, because it's creative, you go, oh, we want to see this guy do really well, and we're tired of seeing that guy. And a lot of times, their voice gets unheard. But in this case, the fan said, give us more Montero, and maybe it could be coincidental, or maybe the Rockies did hear them and say, all right, fine, you want Montero, you got him, and he's been playing really, really well.
I will say about this, so to me, this tells me that the fans know best. So they should be taking all of their cues from what people are saying on Twitter, because that was the big one.
Well, you've heard what's been trending lately, what they've been saying about you. So are you sure you might want to run that statement back?
Have you heard what they're saying about you, no. Patrick? Hashtag fire Patrick Lyons. One guy tweeted that.
Oh, that's true. That did happen.
That actually is the thing that happened. Just one guy.
That was a big day for me. You know you've made it if people are gunning for you. So that was, I was flattered. So maybe they do know something, those fans out there.
Came from the dude who says that Bud Black is getting fired every single day. So
anytime you're put in the same class as a Bud Black, I mean, you're doing something right in life. So I was like, wow, oh my gosh, me and Bud. All right, I guess we're going to have to go into business together.
The two of you. What would you guys do as a business together if you both got fired?
Well, first we would put all of our money together in a pile and then split it. I mean, that would obviously be the first thing, I think.
Yeah. I feel like you guys would have a really good sports history podcast because you love talking about just old-timey athletes.
Yeah, we
and you're both like kind of encyclopedias. Bud has like such a vast knowledge. I feel like he's never forgotten anything in his whole life.
Yeah, we'll do some sports media business for sure. Maybe a little consulting on the side. You know, I could do a good job of just setting up the pitching clinics, and then Bud will just show up for an hour, do his talk, and then I'll deal with the rest of the kids and the teenagers or whatever for the next 7 hours. But hey, Bud, I got Bud here, and then we'll kind of sort it out there. So that
he's the get, you know, he gets people in.
It does. He was excited about the get that the Rockies had there in Denilson Lamet. We know, haven't seen him yet pitch for the Rockies. That should be coming here pretty soon. I imagine this week he's on the 26-man roster. We'll get a chance to see him for the first time today. Did mention that, you know, there's some chance they're still tinkering with some things with Lamet and figuring out, you know, do they want him to become a starting pitcher again? Probably not going to be something that happens this year. They do need to stretch him out, but he could be in line for some additional innings to stretch out in the winter leagues. And then come spring training 2023, Rockies could have another guy, you know, maybe at the back end or in the middle of their starting rotation. And as we know, in Colorado, you certainly can never have enough starting pitching.
Interesting that you suggest that they might consider stretching him out to be a starter, because we know Ashton Godeau was kind of being stretched out to be a starter before he was DFA'd just a couple of days ago. So maybe they're trying to fill that void. Maybe they will. Maybe they won't.
Yeah. The last thing, because I don't think we talked about it last week. It was the first question that Buddy was asked was about the vibe at Petco Park on Wednesday for Soto's first game. It was sold out. It was actually, I think, sold out before they got Juan Soto because they were giving away like a sweatshirt. It was just a t-shirt with a hood on it. It was kind of nice. If you're a Padres fan, it was
like
nice.
A long sleeve t-shirt.
Yeah, it was like t-shirt material but had a hood on it, but they called it a sweatshirt. And so it was.
And you didn't get me one?
Only one was given out to our company. So I'll have to talk with the people that were on that trip.
Wow.
And we'll have to figure out where that one was allocated to our company. Why would you would wear a Padres sweatshirt?
I'd wear it to bed.
Okay.
I'd wear it with myself, Tanner.
There you go. That could work. But the game was already sold out.
This isn't going to age well. This is not going to age well. I just know it's not.
Well, Katie Wu's getting her St. Louis card taken away. And so now your Rocky Phantom card. Now it's up for debate. You're now in a gray area here. You don't want to be, but Wednesday was where you wanted to be in San Diego. The park was electric, man. It was, and then that first inning, obviously the grand slam by Brandon Drury. That was wild. A lot of people were talking about how that was quite possibly for a regular season game, maybe the loudest that they had ever seen, or as electric as they had ever seen it. That was the one place you wanted to be on Wednesday night in the baseball world. And so just having a seat in the house for that was really interesting. The crowds were really good leading up to that day as well. So it didn't seem like much of an increase, but not an empty seat in the house. And so that was really interesting. And and despite all the players that the Padres received at the trade deadline, they were swept over the weekend by the Los Angeles Dodgers in three straight. I was a little surprised by this.
I was surprised too. I was like, all right, here come the Padres. Like, this is ushering in a new era. Then, of course, they get swept by the last people they want to get swept by. But I don't think Manny Machado was quite fazed by it from what I have seen him saying.
Yeah, it was plus 16 run differential. So the Dodgers won 8-1, 8-4, 4-0. So they kind of won in just about every fashion. And it really made me think, you know what, as much of a roster the Padres have put together, similar to the Harlem Globetrotters, I am still not convinced that they can beat the Dodgers. The Dodgers just, they've got their number. They are the better team, despite the fact that the Padres brought in Drury, Soto, Bell, Hader, got swept.
All of this just to get swept by the Dodgers.
Vin was obviously looking down.
An expensive way to get swept.
It is, yeah. Vin Scully obviously looking down. You know, they had their ceremonies and moment of silence and whatnot. So that was, there was a little extra, firepower there in the house for the Dodgers and Dodgers fans. But that did not convince me that the Padres were some kind of team to beat. They might be one of the best teams in the NL. I don't think we can deny that. But are they better than the Dodgers right now? Obviously not. Obviously not. I also thought it was interesting that since the trade deadline, and this goes through Sunday, so we'll throw out Monday's games and Tuesday. But since the trade deadline, Joey Gallo was traded from the Yankees to the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. Well, his new team in LA was 6-0, and his old team, the Yankees, which we learned from Katie Wu, they got swept by the Cardinals in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. The Yankees have been 0-5. So talk about total opposites there for Joey Gallo.
You know what? I want this for Joey Gallo because he was so sad at the end of his tenure with the Yankees. Even before he knew he was going somewhere, he was just like, yeah, I failed the Yankees. I felt so bad for him. What a burden, what a weight. So I'm glad that he is finding success and that he can kind of win the breakup a little bit.
And I think that's one of the key points too about Gallo being upset, because so many times we see a player go to the Yankees and as soon as they put on the pinstripes, they're just a better version of themselves. Either, because the coaching has been really, really good. Or again, there's just something magical about the pinstripes at times. And for him, that wasn't the case. I think that's also one of the biggest differences between the Dodgers and Padres right now is the Dodgers can take just about anybody walking off the street and make them a better version of themselves. That's something that the Rockies have had issues with. I mean, you look at their roster right now and you say, who has been better with the Rockies than elsewhere? Connor Joe would really almost be that only guy. He's been slumping, for the past about 5 weeks. And you could say, well, also he's been healthy really for the first time, was finally given an opportunity. So you could give him most of that credit, but, just want to be fair and not say it's literally nobody, but there hasn't been too many guys that when they get to Colorado, they are made better. Denelson Lamet is going to have that opportunity. Are the Rockies going to be able to make him better? The Dodgers do that with their players. Padres, I haven't seen that much from them. I haven't seen them acquire a guy who's okay, good, or very good, and then take them to that next level like the Dodgers almost always do and the Yankees typically do.
What are they putting in the Gatorade out there that is just making these guys so much better the second they become Dodgers?
If it were 2001 or 2002, I think we would know what was in that magical Gatorade. I think there might be a syringe of Gatorade, perhaps. But in 2022, it's a little bit different. What's not different is Connor Joe getting acknowledged for the great work that he's done. He was the Rockies 2022 Heart and Hustle Award winner. This is something that's given out by the MLB Players Alumni Association, which actually has their home offices down in Colorado Springs, which is kind of a small world. So
super random.
Someone from every team gets nominated. And this year it was Connor Joe. So that was cool.
I know. And I mean, who has more heart and hustle than Connor Joe? So this award is to honor active players who demonstrate a passion for the game of baseball and embody the values and spirit and traditions of the game. And who has more spirit than Connor Joe, and who has just more of a story of hustle? Very few people. So very, very deserved for sure.
Yeah, this is an award that's been around for, I guess, a little more than 15 years. And so I wanted to go back and look because I can remember some of the names, but not all of them. I was thinking, okay, Ian Desmond has won this a couple times for the Rockies. But no, that's the Roberto Clemente Award because of all the charitable work he's done. So I was like, okay, let's kind of go back and look. 2021, Ryan McMahon. There was no award in 2020. 2019, Tony Walters. And you go,
papers. Yeah,
got a lot of heart and a lot of hustle. 2018, Trevor Story. And that was, again, he only had 2 years in the majors by that point. going into 2018. 2016 and 17, Charlie Blackmon. 2015, DJ LeMahieu. 2014, Corey Dickerson. 12 and 13 was Michael Kadire. 10 and 11 was Troy Tulowitzki. 2008, 2009, Clint Barmas. Again, another guy you think about, heart and hustle. 2007, Troy Tulowitzki. That was his first time. That was his rookie season. So he's the only three-time winner of the award in franchise history. And Jamie Carroll won it in 2006. Shout out to Roy Halladay, who was the Heart and Hustle Award winner for all of MLB in 2010, a Colorado guy. So
yeah,
it's really nice to have these kind of little awards and acknowledge the players for some of the things they're doing off the field as well as on the field. This is heart. This is hustle. This is on the field stuff. So congrats to Connor Joe.
Yeah, congrats. And he's in good company on this list, too. Good for him.
Definitely. Good for us because, look, we've got some great coverage on the DNVR.com right now. Zach Stevens, Ryan Konigsberg. We got Hank Chisholm now. Good old Hank.
Yes!
He's crushing it over there. And you can crush it for only 50 cents for your first month on the DNVR.com. You get all kinds of great membership perks, like a bigger beer down at the DNVR Bar 2.0. It's coming up very soon. You can be there for that. But in the meantime, we got a tailgate coming up on Saturday for the first, I want to say spring training game, but first preseason game.
Preseason.
First scrimmage, first exhibition. It's fall training is really what it should be, but it's in the summer. So none of it makes sense. But what does make sense, again, is the DNVR Bar, because you get a price break if you do want to go to that tailgate. And if you're ready to go all in on an annual membership, you'll actually get a free shirt from dnvrlocker.com. Can't beat that, much like you can't beat the delicious taste of the Breckenridge Brewery Avalanche Ale. That was the brew all throughout the postseason in the NHL, all throughout the Stanley Cup Finals. They did it. They raised the cup. Now you can raise a six-pack or a 12-pack, whatever it may be, of Breckenridge Brews Avalanche Ale anywhere you pick up your alcohol. King Supers, Costco, Sam's Club. You big on Sam's Club there, Susie?
I'm not a member.
I'm not a member.
I wish I was. I'm not a member to any of the bulk shopping places because I'm just one woman. How can I buy in bulk when I can't commit to that much stuff, that much of one thing?
But you can pack it away. So if you get your Avalanche Ale, you'll always have in the fridge no matter what. It's probably a year's supply if you were to go.
I guess I should start stocking up because it is some good stuff.
Yeah, and now's that time of year again to get back into it. Avs are about to get going here right around the corner before you know it. And then again, Breckenridge Brewery Avalanche Ale. They did a great job of giving away all kinds of free tickets and swag all throughout the Stanley Cup Finals. Go ahead and help them out just a little bit. And help yourself by getting in on some of the hottest sports action for some cold hard cash with DraftKings Sportsbook. Bet on your favorite sports all summer long and gear up for the football season. You can do that right now. New customers, you get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. Just make your first bet up to $1,000, and if it doesn't hit, guess what? You get another shot at a big win. That's called hedging your bet. I love to live my life in that capacity where, you know what? If I go all in over here, I'll feel great if I win. But if I go this other route, I can maybe get two bites of the apple, and I love apples. Now, if you love getting in on the action, you got to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use promo code DNVR. Make your first deposit and get a risk-free bet up to $1,000 with code DNVR only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Colorado only, new customer only, minimum $5 deposit. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for detail. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-522-4700. Big props to Wynn Bernard, the July Player of the Month in the Pacific Coast League. It might not be Bernie Boy Summer in Denver, but it definitely is all throughout the West Coast.
Oh,
yes. The Pacific Coast League.
Yeah, congratulations to Wynn Bernard. We, of course, always love to see. He's got a great story, too. But he has just been dominating this July. So in the month of July, 8 doubles, 3 triples, 5 homers, 25 RBI, and 10 stolen bases. Absolutely unreal. It's his career best season.
Yeah, he's crushing it. He's leading the Pacific Coast League in batting average as of the weekend, second in hits, third in runs scored, third in RBI with 74, fourth in stolen bases. So he's an MVP. He's a legit MVP candidate down in AAA. And it's strange too for anyone who might not follow the minor leagues closely. Like you could be an MVP in AAA, so one step away from the majors, and still not get that phone call to get called up, which is a shame. But again, teams are watching, teams are paying attention, and so you know what? If Wynn doesn't get that opportunity, it may go elsewhere to another organization where he does finally get that shot. So we wish him nothing but the best there. Victor Juarez was recently named the California League Pitcher of the Week. That was for last week. Had a dominant performance against the rival San Jose Giants. Career high, 6 scoreless innings. Got his 5th win. 2 hits, 1 walks, 7 strikeouts. Career high. It's actually his second Pitcher of the Week award, joining Mr. Backflip himself, Hunter Goodman. Is that his official nickname?
I think it has to be. I think it has to be because, again, we don't know of any other current players who can backflip. So I think it's him. That's his name.
He could be the backflipping bat flipper. I mean, that's very wordy, but it also sounds dope. The backflipping bat flipper.
It sounds like someone's going to get hurt.
Yeah, you are going to get hurt if you mess with Hunter Goodman. I mean, that's kind of the whole point. Do want to mention too that for Wynton Bernard, he's the first isotope to win it since Taylor Motter last year. Had a little cup of coffee with the Rockies. Mike Talkman won it in June of 2018, and then Ryan McMahon was the first Rocky to win it with the isotopes back in June 2017. And even before that, only one guy had won it when they were with the Dodgers. So it's still kind of a rarity, you know, in that league to do so well. Michael Tolia, he is now King Tolia. And I think you would know that because he does reign over, you know, one of the kingdoms of which you had previously existed.
Yes, he's the new home run king in AA Hartford with the Yard Goats. He's had 23 home runs. Wow. And also just saw very recently, like right before we started recording this, he posted on Instagram that he is moving up to AAA. So,
ooh. Yeah, big shout out.
Just saw it. So congratulations. He, of course, fans have loved him in Hartford and he's just been having an incredible season. So I'm excited to see him at that next level.
Yeah, big shout out to Kenneth Weber of Purple Row. He was all over that, talked about a couple guys who might be getting a promotion. There could be another one. He was right about Tolia. Could Zach Veen now be ticketed for Hartford? We're going to have to wait and see. We don't have confirmation of that at time of recording, but Kenneth Weber was right about one of those things. So I'm thinking he might have some good intel. Actually, I did talk to him. He does have very good intel. So if I had to guess, yes, Zach Veen will be going to AA. Very soon.
They'll love him there too.
Oh yeah. Now, I don't know if you saw, but the Tampa Bay Rays, take a look at this logo. Tell me if you like this. This is going to be their 25th anniversary logo next year, right? 1998, 2023. That's 25 years. What are your thoughts? You like that?
You know what? I feel like even though there's not a lot going on, I feel like it's confusing.
Okay.
I don't know why. It's just like, it's fine. It's a fine logo.
Yeah, like it's like got the ray on the left-hand side and the I forget what they call it, the sun ray, or they call it like a sun spark on the right for their 25 years. And I pointed this out because it got me like really excited for the Rockies and their 30th anniversary next year, 2023. We're going to be seeing some new logos. I don't know if we're going to be getting a Todd Radom logo for that. We hope so.
Oh, that would be amazing. Friend of the program, Todd Radom.
Friend of the show. That's right. So we will be anxiously anticipating that this off season when we get one of those. Did you see that there's going to be another golf event coming up here?
Oh, my gosh. But this one's happening during the season.
Why not, right?
Because why not? But it's not happening at Coors Field. The Rockies are involved with it. It's happening at McGregor Square. It's more of a putt-putt situation. They're doing a Pixar putt. We've got some pictures of what it's looked like in other places that they've done this. I'm not going to lie. I was a little scared by the characters. I know this one's fine. That's a fun-looking golf cart, though. We should get that in as a bullpen cart. But
I'm not sure if this one was in Chicago or not, because I think they've done it in three different cities. I know most recently was Chicago, but they're just basically blowing up anything from any Pixar movie. You know, there's a whole devoted. Do you know what this one is from?
I don't know. I was just going to ask you, what is this? Because it's
scary. It might
be
Toy Story, but I don't know.
It's Toy Story.
It's Toy Story. Thank you, Yahir. Whatever it is, it's terrifying. This is the one that I think scared me a lot. We've got some scenes from Pixar movies turned into a putting course. This is from Onward. I haven't seen a lot of these newer Pixar movies. Oh, this one looks fun, though.
Yep. You got an Incredibles one here. Mm-hmm. Again, one of the great reasons why, even if you're listening to the podcast, make sure you check out and even fast forward too. That's fine. On the DNVR Sports or DNVR Sports 2.0 channel over on YouTube so you can get some of these visuals. Now, Susie, did you find out how much this costs? If not, I wanted to see if you had a guess.
How much it costs to do this?
Yes. One ticket after service fees. So there are going to be a couple service fees. But do you have a guess? How much do you think?
I saw how much it is, but it seems a little pricey.
It does. I mean, I kind of understand it, but yeah, I think it is kind of quite pricey. It's like 31 face value for the cheapest. Now, I think it's on the first week, it might be like $35, maybe even a little bit more than that. They went the service fees go up more. They do have Pixar Putt After Dark. That sounds strange.
It sounds like that head from Toy Story is going to scare the crap out of me.
And no kids. That's all I hear. Like, that's what that means. It's like legit, you have to be 18 and up to go. And so I don't know what the exact times are. I think it was like 3:00 to 10:00. It's pretty much like every day for almost 2 months from September 3rd going all the way through to November. So that'll be interesting. I mean, it's at McGregor Square, but I don't know where. Like, there's not a lot
where
of
there,
open
yeah.
space.
Where I'm curious to see where exactly they set this up in McGregor Square. But yeah, there's going to be a lot of golf happening at Coors Field between that and the upper deck shooting, the upper deck range that they're going to set up in October that they've already planned for.
And all the general golfing that's going to take place in the off season because no postseason for Colorado.
Yes, no, but we know that baseball dudes love to golf.
They definitely do.
It's just nature, you know? It's just the way it happens. Yeah, but like this, the price point of this Pixar putt thing concerns me just because I'm like, if you're bringing your kids, you're spending that much money on it.
I think there's kids prices, but even still, how much less could it be, right? Maybe 20?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I mean, 18 holes versus 9. So you're probably going to be out there for maybe 2 hours, hour and a half. It's not cheap. You're right. It's not cheap
for the fam.
And I wonder if they'll have shirts. You can go get a shirt, but the shirts, you know, are going to be at least $35, right?
Of course, yeah.
At least, but hey,
at least
all your favorite Pixar films come to life to then give you a nightmare later on.
For better or worse.
could there be a nightmare that's for the better? I don't. Maybe.
No, like the coming to life part, for better or worse. Right.
Yes. Yeah, especially if you have got porcelain dolls like Ryan McMahon. You don't want them to come to life. But I'll tell you what, I always come to life when I get a slice of sexy pizza.
Oh my gosh.
It's so good. And it's not like, oh man, I'm just so depleted and I need some carbs. It's just a great slice of pizza. It gets all your taste buds tingling and going. There's four in the Denver area, Capitol Hill, Jefferson Park, Old South, Pearl, Park Hill. Sexy Pizza is as local as it gets. You got made from scratch each morning dough, hand-tossed deck oven pizza, and they donate to a range of different nonprofits right here in Colorado. So they are giving back, so you should give back to them just a little bit. Go to www.sexy.pizza. Yes, they were somehow able to secure that web address.
Perfect URL.
Yeah. .sexy.pizza. Check out their about page for the donations link. You actually find out how you guys can kind of link up a little bit there, and they can support your local nonprofit in the area. And if we're talking about in the area and talking about folks that are doing the best at what they do, it's Green Mountain Dental Group. They're going to get your teeth pearly white. They're going to make sure that they're going to take care of you no matter what you've got going on, from just maybe a little cavity to a root canal to even if your molars need to be removed. Allie had to deal with that a couple years ago, and Green Mountain Dental Group made it a very good experience. A couple of us, you know, when we were younger, we kind of had some horror stories. Allie did not have that at all because she was at Green Mountain Dental Group, located just 15 minutes from downtown Denver. And on top of that, too, you're going to get a free Sonicare toothbrush when you schedule a cleaning, x-ray, and exam with them. That's the same one that I use on my very own Chompers. It's great.
Love it. Yeah, your Chompers look amazing. No. And you know what else looks amazing? Field of Dream uniforms that just dropped.
Ooh. Do they look amazing?
I love them.
I think so.
I personally love them, and my opinion is the only one that matters. So yeah, we're going to see a matchup between the Cubs and the Reds, and these uniforms are looking perfectly old-timey baseball for the Field of Dreams.
Yeah, Thursday. I'm not sure what time that's going down on the MLB Network. Might be something around 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. But yeah, they got the throwbacks from 1910. 1911. The Reds cap is obviously unique. It's got that little ribbon around the base of the cap, which is, again, very different. But I would be curious to see what it looks like backwards, right? Because it's got to look good forward. Okay. Backwards. Eh. The helmet is very strange looking. Have you noticed what the helmet looks like?
You know, it looks weird as a helmet. It's doing a little too much as a helmet. But you know what? I'm still into it. Usually different makes me anxious, but you know what?
I'm okay.
Curious to see them on. I'm okay with this. I'm at peace. I will be able to sleep at night.
I don't love it, but I'm okay with it. And then again, it could grow on me. The helmets are gonna just look like I don't know. They're gonna look like some kind of insect. Like I have a feeling that there's gonna have something like that going on. Hmm. And then for the Cubs, you know, again, if you've dabbled in the world of Cubs, you're familiar a little bit with this logo of the bear holding a bat. So this has a very classic, almost timeless feel. So I think, and again, I feel like I've seen this hat before around. So it's not like they're breaking into something new. Similar to last year when the White Sox, they had that cap that had no logo on it, but it was new era. And I was like, okay, this is kind of fresh. This is unique. I feel like, you know, this has been around in some shape or form, but it's still really nice. Has a little fleck of red in there on the jerseys. So that's going to be really exciting on Thursday. Have those two teams there in Iowa, Dyersville, Iowa, on Thursday for the second ever Field of Dreams game. And then tonight, if you're watching this live, so Tuesday night, there's a minor league game going on. It's the first time that they are doing that. And of course, they've got two teams from Iowa. They've got the Cedar Rapids Colonels, which is a high A Midwest League team from Minnesota, and the Quad City River Bandits, the high A team of Kansas City. And the reason that's so special is because when I first heard it, my ears perked way up because they said Quad City River Bandits. I reached out to my homie, and sure enough, he will be calling the game. Kyle Kercheval, we had him on during the offseason in a wonderful announcers roundtable with Mike Rice and Drew Goodman, talking to them all about, you know, what's it like calling play by play. And so he's going to be there on the Field of Dreams, calling a game, a kid from Parker, Colorado, you know, getting this big opportunity. So he's pretty busy this week, but in the off season, we'll definitely have him on to talk about what that experience was like. Cause I could only imagine.
This is absolutely the stuff dreams are made of, to get to call a game at a place like this. Also awesome for these minor leaguers who get to play a game at a place like that. I'm jealous.
I think they're going to be wearing like throwback uniforms too. Like I know I saw something about them having weird different like nicknames, like going back to, you know, the 1920s, whatever it was. But I haven't seen any uniforms just yet. So that'll be interesting. I think it was last week, the London series was announced back on for 2023. Yeah. So that'll be exciting. Cubs and Cardinals. So Cubs again are going to be at it, getting that game. But it's strange that happened in 2019. And then, you know, it takes them 4 years to get back. Obviously, it has everything to do with the pandemic.
Did something happen? Did something major happen across the globe where they didn't continue it in 2020? No, I am so happy to see a lot of these things starting to come back. It's, you know, making the world feel a little normal again.
Yeah. I think they even said like we've got it planned through like 2026. So they're going forward with a few more of these in the most recent CBA. You know, they talked about a lot more international games. San Francisco and San Diego next year are going to be playing a game in Mexico City which will be exciting. At least one game. I don't know if it's exhibition or if it'll be regular season. And then something that really went under the radar, because I think this first kind of this first rumor came about at least a month ago. There very well could be a Paris series. Again, this was part of the CBA saying, let's try to do some different things. And so 2025, still got a way to go. Yankees, Dodgers are rumored to be those two clubs at the at Paris's Stade de France. That's where the France national team plays soccer. Will be the first game in and on continental Europe. You okay with a game in Paris, Susie?
I am. That sounds adorable, first of all. I would love that. I would absolutely love that. And yeah, it's cool to see baseball kind of spreading through Europe.
Yeah. And with, you know, World Baseball Classic going on next year too. Yeah. So trying to dip their toe back into the, those international waters. Cause you know, it's a worldwide game. Not this is quite the same as soccer, but MLB would love for it to be more of a worldwide game. And so these little events that they're going to take time. I mean, there's going to be kids at the London series, or even the Home Run Derby X. I finally caught up on some viewing and watched that, that went down, in England last month, Paris series. I mean, all that stuff. There are going to be kids that are 8 years old going and said, I saw this game. It was unlike anything. No one that I knew really played it, but that was what fascinated me. And you're going to get a player coming out of France. The first maybe since Bruce Bochy. Bruce Bochy was born in France.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. I think he's going to be managing the WBC team next year for France. So like, these are the seeds that you have to plant. Mm-hmm. Over time, and
it's the long con. Let's
sure.
con all these kids into loving baseball so then they can hate their lives sometimes as adults.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about. And speaking of hating your life, we've got some tweets we need to take
we've
a look
got
at,
some
huh?
tweets we've got some tweets. A lot happened in the world of baseball the past couple of days. Where do we even start? Let's start with some Chris Sale news. So Chris Sale, as we have heard just this Tuesday morning, broke his wrist riding his bike, got into a bike accident. So he is out for the rest of the season after being out for already most of the season. But I liked this take on it a lot. If you're familiar with Boston at all, Chris Sale cruising down Boylston. This is how I imagine he was riding that bike.
Yeah, looking like one of the dudes from Rough Riders. I mean, ooh, that was, oh, wow.
Emphasis on rough.
He crashed into that car. That was my initial instinct was, I was like, it's got to be a minus 200 bet on DraftKings Sportsbook that we're going to find out that it wasn't a bicycle bike, but a motorbike or maybe even like, you know, a Lime scooter. Chris Sale's got some money. He can pay for his own scooter. He doesn't need to be renting them, mm-hmm. you know, by the minute. But it does very much sound like legitimately hurt himself on a bicycle. So I'm glad I didn't lose a couple units on that. But was that your initial thought of like, nah, it couldn't have just been just a regular bicycle accident.
You know what?
Right?
I've been trying to wrap my head around like what possessed Chris Sale to get on a bicycle and like ride it around. Like, where was he going? What's he doing? Was he riding for fitness? Was he like just traveling? Is that how he has decided to get around town? I can't wrap my mind around it. So it's giving me some fishy vibes for sure. But I can only imagine how mad Chris Sale was. He probably took the bike and just like broke it into a million pieces after it broke his wrist.
Very true. I could see that. Yeah, I think I only caught half of some of the details. I think there may have been a concert or a couple of concerts at Fenway. So he was going to rehabilitate at Boston College. So he's riding his bike around Boston. I don't bike because I'm just afraid of.
I'm afraid of breaking my wrist or something else.
I'm afraid of cars. I mean, running is fine because you're supposed to run against the grain of traffic. So you can actually like see the car. Like if you're just walking, someone could run you over from behind. You can't see them.
Yeah.
Same is also true on a bicycle, but at the same time, you are a wheeled vehicle. So you're kind
of a vehicle with the cars.
Exactly.
You know?
So you're going the opposite way. And so when you're on foot, you can jump out of the way a lot easier than on a bike. So I mean, even in Boulder, when I lived in Boulder, it's like there are tons of bike lanes. And even still, it's sketchy, man. So I can only imagine how sketchy it is in Boston.
Yeah, I mean, I've lived in Boston. No one knows how to drive there. Literally not a single person. So.
And apparently not Chris Sale. So there we go.
And apparently not Chris Sale either. So he fits right in. I am concerned for him. All right, now we're going to take it down the Eastern Seaboard to Philly a little bit. So over the weekend, Pete Rose was at Citizens Bank Park. And it went exactly how you would imagine Pete Rose going to Citizens Bank Park is. He caused all kinds of problems, including calling a female reporter babe. She was asking about the sexual assault. I guess not quite assault. It's assault because it was a minor. Mm-hmm. This is all alleged. Asked if his presence sends a negative message to women. He says, I'm not here to talk about that. It was 55 years ago, babe. Called a female reporter babe. But I did like this take. I thought it was funny. I think it was nice of Pete Rose to remind everyone why it's a bad idea to invite him to MLB alumni events. We don't see him in a lot because he's banned.
I was really hoping that the bad news to report on with Pete Rose would have been, you know, he set up a game of craps, or he's shooting dice, you know, up against Citizens Bank Park. That would have been a hell of a lot better than, you know, kind of what he stuck his foot in his mouth, to say the least. So
you know what, they had him on the TV broadcast too, and he said some words that you're really not supposed to say on TV quite a few times, so I feel like that on its own could have been funny until all of this was happening. So it's like, okay, you know what, this is,
we were gonna laugh with you, but we don't want to do anything with you. So yeah, he tried to have his big poppy moment, huh? And it didn't work. He's like, no. This is our city, Pete. Not, you know, this is ours, not all of ours, you know?
Yeah, he started some drama. Pete Rose also, when my uncle was a kid, told my uncle to go F himself as a child.
Okay. Yeah, as a child. Yeah, not great.
Typical Philly stuff, but I was just like, wow, that's a story.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. Next tweet. excuse me as I clear my throat. So we know I love baseball families, and I love what the Diaz family did for the Mets Reds series. They wore half and half jerseys, one half for Edwin, one half for Alexis. Mets Reds combo jerseys, go Meds.
I like that. That works. That I mean, they do look a little like the Futures game uniforms, right? Where they had
that, they kind of do, yeah.
Obviously we know here in the Denver market that it was very, very, cheesy, maybe is the word. That wasn't the word I wanted to look for, but, it was cheesy in the late '90s to have the half Avalanche Patrick Waugh, half Rockies Larry Walker jersey, the Roiker, which is hard to find. Now it's one of those things where you go, all right, if you can find that, you wear that out. That's a real statement piece, to say the least. And in fact, when we did our top 100 numbers from 0 to 99, it's hard when you've got two Hall of Fame players wearing number 33. So what did we do? We used the Roiker jersey to represent 33. So
it's not cheating because it's a jersey that people wear.
it actually exists. You're right. It isn't cheating in that capacity. Thank you.
It is not. All right. Now, speaking of some questionable attire, this is more questionable than the Meds jersey. This is like one of those Facebook ad hats. They have them for all the MLB teams, but the Rockies one is hysterical because it's, check out this hat. It is just this like absolutely yoked dinger as a catcher. What is this?
Yeah,
that's
like a Groupon cap. That's kind of the stuff if you look in the Groupon marketplace too.
This is absolutely
It's a cap for kids.
If you scroll,
right?
I don't know who this is for. I don't know who the target audience is.
For wearing that, but
that is the way adults are wearing that. But yeah, here, if you scroll down a little, we can look at some of the other ones from some of the other teams.
So this makes me think of like a somewhat of a League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. I mean, so the Mariner Moose, I don't think that's his exact name. He does not look yoked out.
No, he looks scared. But the Cubs bear looks terrifying.
Clark is looking a little jacked there. I mean, I'd be down for that. I'd be down. We've got a snake wearing a uniform with arms. Come on, that
the
one's lazy.
Snake with arms.
That one's bad.
So
you
I guess
be better
a,
than that.
He's a dragon.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That one's good. The Ray, the animatronic.
Scary looking Ray.
And I guess
we
he's
all
got
know,
catching equipment on. He's
we all
a left-handed
know what
catcher.
Into. He's
oh
a left-handed
gosh.
Catcher.
Go back to that one. He's a left-handed catcher, right? Because he's got the chest protector on.
Yeah.
And
he's a lefty.
He's throwing with his left. Oh, come on. Quality control. What is going on?
That's will, what Patrick is mad about. Not the fact that all of these mascots are ripped. It's the left-handed catcher on the hat.
Susie, all of these mascots are drinking special Gatorade, as we've established.
They're drinking the special Gatorade. They all went to Dodger Stadium and had it.
They did. Dodger dog and some special Gatorade, a lot of protein and testosterone in those beverages. I'm legit. I'm now, the wheels are turning. I'm like, man, that would be a fun little comic book for kids and baseball fans and baseball collectors of like, okay, all of the mascots kind of band together. And in the off season, they fight crimes and they go on all kinds of crazy adventures. Like,
look at you and your imagination.
It's not imagination to me. This just flows. Like, it's just out there in the ether. I can just see the possibilities. And then you can have special walk-ons from such former mascots as Dandy. Are we familiar with Dandy?
Which one's Dandy?
All right, take a second now if you're listening to this. What team? Don't Google. You're looking at your Google machine. Just stop.
No, I'm not. I'm clearly not.
What team would Dandy? Think you got the name?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the New York.
I forgot Yankees. About this guy, and I kind of wish I continued to forget about this guy.
It was literally for about two or three seasons, I want to say from like 79 to 81, 82. It was very, very brief that the Yankees had a mascot. We got to get Ryan Spielberg's on because I already have several spreadsheets right now on the history of mascots in MLB. The Astros have had like 8 different mascots, like that they've brought out like from like a short period of time. They had like an armadillo guy. They had a Yosemite Sam looking character. It gets all kinds of craziness, but Dandy could come on for a quick little walk on. And that's the comic that would sell the most, I think, is when they go back in time.
Yeah. Dandy, here, check your Slack because I put a picture of Dandy in there. He's as terrifying
it's
as
an unfortunate
I remember.
Shape as well, but yeah,
very a very unfortunate shape is. Oh,
he's got the late 70s mustache, you know, like a Goose Gossage, Sparky Lyle type situation, and yeah, that poor child who's looking at Dandy is still going to therapy to this day.
Yes, he is. Yes,
and everybody else in the photo is dead.
Oh my God! Patrick.
Not from age. But because of the curse of Dandy. Okay, now I'm making things up. The imagination. See, it can be bad.
Your imagination has gone off the rails. Let's bring it back on the rails so we can close out this show with a little bit of structure.
Let's.
Yeah, but that's all the tweets I got for you. I'm very mad you brought up Dandy because he's so scary.
That's a strange one, isn't it?
It's a strange one.
That's a very strange one. Yeah, this off season, you'll be waiting with bated breath. We will hit you with that mascot pod. For the next 3 days, you're going to be get hit with all kinds of stuff with the Rockies and cards. Feltner, Freeland, and Marquez are the projected starters for the Rockies. For the Cardinals, Miles Michaelis, Jose Quintana, and Dakota Hudson is a maybe. Katie Wu talked to us yesterday and said it could be Andre Pallante, the young rookie. Maybe that's what goes down on that. We'll have more updates from the stadium on Twitter, in particular at DNVR_Rockies. I'll be doing my thing at Patrick D. Lyons on Twitter.
And I'll be doing my thing at the Susie Hunter on all platforms.
And we've, thanks to Dandy, no thanks to Dandy, really.
No thanks.
We've got a little bit of momentum. But you know what they truly say about momentum? It's only as good as your next show. So we'll talk to you tomorrow.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.